I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Buzz family, I walked into the studio just about 15 minutes ago. And as I open the door, Chris goes from a comfortable position to sitting at perfect attention.
Well, it's just instinct when the boss comes in.
Well, no, that makes me feel like a general in the army. Am I that hard to work with that you have to physically sit up when I come in?
You are not. You are the furthest from that, but it's just instinct of my 33 years on this earth to when the big person comes in, you stand up at attention.
You call me fat?
Not at all.
I know. Dude, you called me your bestie this weekend.
You are.
Oh my God, you're my bestie.
Jordan Silver.
I can't believe we get to do this show together as besties.
Better than I deserve.
No, not at all. You deserve the world. Mm. Oh man. But you were talking about being tall. We were off air.
Yeah, I didn't, for the longest time, I was always ashamed of my 6'2 height. Because I always just standing up there all, everyone can see me, and I never liked that.
As someone that's 5'4", I'm so jealous. I've wanted nothing more than to be slightly taller. Just give me a couple more inches. I don't know what they put in the water here in Kansas City, but people here are like giraffes.
The whole Midwest are just kind of generally taller people.
Yes, for real.
But no, I never wanted to be tall.
It is because the attention's kind of on you while you're...
I suppose probably my complete lack of confidence, self-esteem and everything in life and just being stand-up taller, I just wanted to be shorter so I was less visible.
No, I hate that for you.
Luckily, because I was able to conquer that.
You blossomed?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Late bloomer.
Does this feel like a little bit too much of an existential conversation for 6:06 in the morning?
For the first one, yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
I love that you're part of the Apple family now. Mm.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. It's so much easier to work together.
I'll have to agree. It's made my life much easier since having this computer of a Apple.
Yes. I mean, since our computers are exactly the same, you can drop stuff to me, I can drop it to you. It just makes it, takes all the hassle out of work.
So convenient.
Mm-hmm. But you had a little problem with your computer?
Well, I was doing some work last night, and I was doing about maybe 90 minutes of work and of recording all the audio and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to go edit it. I realized I never pressed the record button.
On the audio program. Oh, if I had a dollar, dude. That's the worst.
I was about, like, are you effing kidding me? I was about to throw my computer across the room.
Oh, that would have been awful.
Luckily, I'm able to have some constraint, and I don't throw my electronics across the room because I realize if they break, it's not worthy of the value of just getting frustrated. And I was
gonna, yeah, it is.
I was going to ask you a question, but knowing you, I already know the answer.
Exactly.
Music, world, local, an unofficial holiday. We're digging deep into history because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
100 years ago in Kansas City, according to the Kansas City Kansan. That sentence, man. Casey Starr, please get your damn archives up. 100 years ago in Kansas City, there's an area starting to be known as Motor Row in Kansas City, Kansas.
Hmm.
And I'll tell you all about that coming up with 100 years ago front page of the Kansas City Kansan.
Exciting.
But first, Chris, let's start this Monday off with what you want to say about 2011.
All right, and on music history in this day, 2011, Rebecca Black decided to upload a song to YouTube.
It's Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Party and
party
and
party. Yeah!
Party and party.
No! Fun. Banger.
That has 140 million views as of last night.
Banger. Absolute banger. Do you know that she went on to...
Rebecca Black went on to release a song called Saturday Too.
No.
I swear to God. I swear to God. I looked at her Wikipedia page. This is when you know that poor girl. It reads the very last line. She currently uploads videos on her YouTube channel about various topics. Like, that's when there's nothing left to write.
Oh, boy. On this day in 2009, Amazon announced the Kindle 2.
Kindle 2.
For your readers.
I went back in time, not with the time machine, but I found out that the first prototype for an e-reader, 1949.
What? How? Mm-hmm.
I have no idea how. I didn't read that far, but I did read that it was inspired by a Spanish teacher who saw students carrying really heavy books and was like, I gotta make this easier.
Him and that person and I would have gotten along very well.
Mm-hmm.
On this Momentum Day in 2007, Illinois Senator Barack Obama announces his candidacy.
On a house divided to stand together, where common hopes and common dreams still live, I stand before you today to announce my candidacy for President of the United States of America.
Woo! History. Oh, God, why would you do that? Why?
Well, that's coming up, I guess.
Damn it.
On this day in 1998, voters in Maine repealed a 1997 gay rights law. And so is my understanding is they had a rights law and then they took it away?
This is my home state, first off. And yes, in 97, '97 that they voted in gay rights. 98, they put it to a vote and took it back. Gay rights. State of Maine. This is where I'm from. Very proud.
That doesn't seem
not
like the way to do things.
You know what? Yeah, especially because nobody has any teeth up there. You know, like, let me love who I love. How about you just pay attention to your damn teeth?
Truth.
This is where I'm from. This is where I'm from. Maine.
Well, Jordan, disgusting. On this day in music history, 1997, the Blur's song...
Number two. Please, don't play this stupid. You don't think we've heard this song enough?
We'll just a little.
No.
We don't hear it that often.
Anytime we need to fill 2 minutes, we use that song. I'm pretty sure Buzz Family's figured that out too. Also, little side note, the drum set, there's actually two playing at the same time to make it make that sound. Two drum sets. That's why the drums.
One person?
Well, they double-tracked it. But hit it again. It's the drums are just like a little different on the beginning of the song. It's two drum sets.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now shut this off, please. I need to hear that Blur song like a hole in the head.
On this day in 1989, to gain deregulation, the WWF, which is the World Wrestling Federation, admits pro wrestling is not a sport and just a fun entertainment exposition.
When did you figure that out? Because I know you used to watch it.
I loved wrestling back in the Attitude Era in the late 90s, which was the best. And once they kind of came into WCW, I was like, eh.
Do you remember when that girl came in? What was her name? The one that had the big old heavy belt?
China?
No, it came into the studio.
Oh, Bailey.
Yeah, when Bailey came in and you were just like, oh, this is so amazing. Oh, she was cool, man.
She was so embarrassed.
Ugh, I need to be friends with her.
On this day in 1959, a tornado in St. Louis kills 19 and injures 265.
This was St. Louis, the morning after the city's worst tornado in 32 years. While the city slept, the twister struck without warning. The storm arrived at 2:12 a.m., slashing a diagonal path across the heart of the city from fashionable apartments to shabby tenements. Thousands homeless, hundreds injured, over a score known dead.
Oh, at night. The tornadoes at night.
Can't see them, they're the scariest.
Mm-hmm.
And on this day in 1947, the World War II peace treaties were signed.
Have you looked at that thing? Like the actual
peace treaty?
Yeah.
Probably documents on internet, but not actually in person.
I feel like Miss B signed it. That woman.
She probably has.
I can't believe your story that you read from her journal a couple weeks ago that she was in Germany for the war.
I actually found another journal entry of hers.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is it as exciting as killing the Führer?
I have a few questions that we may need to figure out what she did.
Okay. All right. Do that today.
On this day in 1940 in music history, one of the most iconic songs ever.
I love this. It's one of my favorite songs of all time.
Glenn Miller's In the Mood hits number one. And to put in perspective how big he was, Elvis and the Beatles had about 70 top 10 hits combined. Glenn Miller himself had about 70 top 10 hits himself. That's so impressive.
When you go to any record store and you see old stuff, like old 78s, it's all Glenn Miller. It's like he was the only one that put anything out in those days. God, I love that song so much. In the Mood, one of my favorite songs of all time.
He was making the equivalent of $35,000 a day.
That's like Justin Bieber money. Why is that where I go? It's like Laszlo money. All right.
On this day in 1940, Tom and Jerry make their debut with, can I say this?
Yep, because it's the name of something.
All right, Puss Gets the Boots.
I was just about to say that name did not age well, and neither did that woman's name in that James Bond movie. Don't say it.
I would not.
That's too much.
On this day in 1933, the singing telegram was introduced by the Postal Telegraph Company of New York City, and I found the best way to describe this.
I have a telegram for you. An important message from someone you know.
Well, where is it? Hand it to me.
Oh, no. I cannot hand it to you, sir. It is not written on a piece of paper.
Well, okay, then. Tell me the message.
Oh, no. I cannot tell it to you either. I am supposed to sing it to you. It is a singing telegram.
Is she going to go to sing? Do they still do these? I need to do this. I know somebody's birthday is today.
I totally need a singing telegram. Oh, typed in singing telegram, and there's still, you can, for humorous and embarrassing situations, you can absolutely hire them.
Exactly, like birthdays. Oh, why do I deliver messages any other way? I'm literally making a note right now.
Where's Tom Haverford? On this day in 1870, the YWCA was founded in New York City.
Do you know what that stands for?
The Women's Corporation of America?
Worse. The Young Women's Christian Academy. I didn't know that's what the YMCA is. Male.
They're the same thing, just for male and then women, right?
Mm-hmm. And now it's all combined because it's 2011 and that's what it's like.
Do they have the W and the M like over top of each other? That'd be a cool logo.
I don't think that's very Christian.
Well, on this day in 1840, Queen Victoria of the United Kingdom marries Prince Albert.
Her cousin.
Have you heard of the Prince Albert?
Okay, stop. Listen. You know, this is a difference between me and you. That's, of course, where you go. And I go straight to the fact that there's a show on PBS called Victoria. Have you seen it?
I have not.
Oh, my God. The woman that plays Victoria in Victoria on PBS is so beautiful that I don't feel worthy enough to watch it on my television. Like, I have to look away. She's so beautiful.
No.
Look up Victoria on PBS. Oh, my God. So good looking. What a pretty lady. All right, now, I guess I will start talking about Motor Row here in Kansas City, Kansas.
100 years ago.
Mm-hmm. From the Kansas City, Kansan. It reads, quote, Kansas City, Kansas, to have a new 50-room hotel. Sam L., I'm not pronouncing his last name, the clothing merchant, has bought out the old palace at 425 Minnesota and will begin as soon as he can possess and remodel to redecorate. The palace is an old-time hostelry, but for the last 15 years, the lower floors have been used for storage rooms. The new hotel will be called the American, and it'll be run on the, quote, American plan, a thing that is rare now in hotels, even in the largest cities. I don't know what they mean by that.
The American.
I don't know. The American will be the first hotel in Motor Row, known as the block on Minnesota between 4th and 5th, and that's what it's being known as Motor Row. There's a Hilton there now, by the way.
Oh, I've stayed there. The Hilton Garden Inn, I believe.
In Kansas City, Kansas? Mm-hmm. Yep, that's it. So I don't know if that's the same building that they're talking about right here, but that area has been known as a place where there have been hotels for 100 years.
That's incredible.
In Kansas City, Kansas, yeah.
All right, some unofficial holidays for today. It is Clean Out Your Computer Day. So blow all that dust out because your computer needs efficient and cool air. Otherwise, it will run slower.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty gross when you open up your electronics and realize all the dust and, like, fur and...
Especially those old, the big ones of the computers of towers of the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Filthy.
I wonder... Never mind. Go ahead.
It's also Umbrella Day.
Hey.
So make sure to carry your umbrella so when you've got a rainy day, you don't got to get wet.
Really? I thought you were going to break into the Rihanna song. Ella, Ella, hey, hey. Yes,
I'll
this is the buzz.
For you.
Okay, thank you.
It is also Plimsoll Day.
What?
So
Plimsoll?
Plimsoll Day. Back in the day, so many of our, and still today, of our goods are shipped by ship, of course. And you know the white lines on the ship that tell you how deep it goes? That's what Plimsoll is. So it takes our goods and makes sure the boat doesn't sink by overloading them.
Titanic have any of those?
They probably did, but they didn't listen.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
I can't believe that it is February what? 10? February
10. Did I not tell you February would fly by?
It already has. I can't believe it's the 10th. But that's because there's so much stuff to do in Kansas City.
Ooh, like what?
Everything. There's been, like, we started the year out with a greeting committee show, mm-hmm. and then just boom, from there, it's just been insane, and it is not stopping. If you go to our concert calendar on 965thebuzz.com, holy crap.
It takes a long time to get through that list.
Everybody's coming. And, of course, we know what we were talking about. I don't even want to say the name, but Friday, within 10 seconds, that entire show sold out.
Yeah.
People coming up to me at my personal DJ gig on Saturday going like, can you get me tickets? I'm like, I don't know.
I've even been asked for tickets. Like, I don't even have tickets.
I know. I guess they need to play a bigger venue than that, but it makes it special. So, oh man, Jeremy and Laszlo booking some great shows.
Jordan Silver and friends news on 96.5 The Buzz.
Christopher, tell us what is going on in the world. Please.
Well, Green Day was trying to make a movie out of their album, American Idiot. We have an update on that. Billy Joel said it's pretty much scrapped. Not going to happen. They got the green light from HBO 4 years ago. Said he was excited to start shooting, and it's definitely all systems go. Well, all systems weren't to go. We have no more information that it's probably not going to happen.
You know, that is beating a dead horse. There was a Broadway play, which is great, but a movie's too. I don't know. That was one of Dustin's favorite albums of all time, though.
Was it?
I do. I remember that. Sorry. Okay, keep going. Sorry.
You remember that video of Patrick Mahomes throwing that football to that man and then him smashing it into a parking meter?
Yes, from the parade last Wednesday. Yeah.
Well, that football belonged to someone. 10-year-old Donnie Morales, who initially tried to throw that ball to Patrick Mahomes, but he missed, and then someone else tossed it to him, and then he signed it and threw it. By that time, he didn't know who it belonged to.
Yep.
So, the little boy took to social media to see if he could get his ball back, and he did!
He did get his ball back. Oh, that's so good!
The guy who caught it with the signed thing, he saw that and was like, I've absolutely got to get this boy his ball back, contacted him, and was able to return the ball.
Kansas City! Now let's stop using guns.
Please.
I mean, look how good our people are. Can we just stop with the guns, too? That's genius. Yeah, because Patrick had been drinking at that point in the parade.
I feel like every time the camera was on him, he was downing a beer.
You know what? If I won the SB, I would. I was doing the same thing, and I didn't even play in the SB.
Jordan?
Mm-hmm?
Do you know anyone born on April 24th?
April 24th?
Yes.
That's like three of my ex's birthdays.
Weird.
Why?
Well, there's been a study released, and a majority of serial killers are Tauruses, which falls right into there.
Yup.
So, like,
that makes so much sense.
David Copeland, the London nail bomber, and the British child killer Levi Belfield, all born on April 24th. They say most killers are born between April 20th and May 20th, but the individual day that the most serial killers claim is April 24th.
Dude, I, for a while, have only exclusively dated Tauruses, and they are crazy.
Whoa.
And that makes so much sense. That makes so much sense. I can't wait to tell my therapist that.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
You know when they say you can't make this stuff up?
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking, do you have any stories where, like, you sound like you're making everything up and it sounds like a lie, but it's 100% truth?
Yes. I have my favorite story of all time. I have been waiting to tell it in Kansas City since I got here.
What?
Are you ready? Okay. Well, it's a little bit longer, but I promise you that this is worth it. All right. So it was the summer. It's not like a book. It was the summer of 2007. I bet Laszlo remembers the story, too. And I had just kind of started in radio in Seattle. Mm-hmm. And Laszlo had this crazy idea that he would rent a beach house on the other side of the lake in Seattle, and we would have bands come there and play. And so it's cool because you didn't have to pay anything to go see these shows. You would go see these bands, these big bands, really close up. And it was a really cool idea. And at that point, I wasn't a DJ yet. I was kind of doing anything that I possibly could do. So I was the, quote, official videographer of the performances at the beach house.
Okay.
We had huge bands come in. At one point, we had My Chemical Romance come, and it shut down. They shut down the block, okay?
That's a big name.
Huge name, especially in 2007. That's like the heyday of emo. We never really had any security there. It was kind of us having to be security, which was kind of crazy, but it worked. You know, mm-hmm. people weren't that crazy. Well, there was this band called Rilo Kiley.
Rilo Kiley.
Right. And Jenny Lewis is the lead singer of this band. She's the redheaded woman that was in a bunch of the 80s movies. She was in The Wizard, Troop Beverly Hills. She's a musician. She's good friends with Ben Gibbard. Anyway, so she's in the band. Troop Beverly Hills is one of my favorite movies of all time, so I was freaking out that Jenny Lewis was coming, right? But security, like this email went out, was like, we need everything to be really, really, really secure for this. We need to make sure that nobody goes in the beach house when they're, you know, getting ready and everything, and nobody like bothers them. And I'm like, that's weird. My Chemical Romance was here last week, mm-hmm. and nobody cared. You know, nobody, we didn't have to have this heightened security. Why are we doing this for a band called Rilo Kiley?
Yeah, what's the difference?
Right. So the band rolls up. And we're standing by the door, and the band walks in, and there's just like a bunch of people in their entourage, okay? Beach House was very, very, very small, so our green room where the band would go before their performance was also the place where we put all of our stuff, too, right? So, band goes in the green room, then they come out, and they're setting up their music equipment for their performance, and I notice that the battery on the video camera that I have is about to die. But I'm prepared. I'm prepared.
You got a backup?
Of course I got a backup. This is me. I'm the official videographer. I'm not going to let Laszlo down mm-hmm. in 2007 in Seattle. So I go back into the green room. I thought that everybody was out of there. But there was one woman sitting on the couch in there, and it spooked me. And it was also weird because this is summer in Seattle. This is like September. That is summer in Seattle. It's like 150 degrees in Seattle for 1 week, and that's the week that Rilo Kiley came to our beach house in Seattle. And this woman is wearing a black coat, black glasses, black sunglasses, and a black hat. Just like, you know, like kind of like Heisenberg mm-hmm. from Breaking Bad. Again, I thought when I walked in that everybody was gone to watch the performance. So it startled me. And I looked down and there's the band's keys and phones and wallets. You know, this is their area mm-hmm. and I'm entering it. So me, just being me.
Oh, boy.
I decide to make a joke to this woman because I'm startled.
No.
So I look at her and I just go, oh, help, sorry. I'm not here to steal anything. I just need to grab a battery. And she makes, I can still feel how I felt when she made this like disgusted scoff mm-hmm. at me, right? Just to that comment, I'm not here to steal anything. I just need to grab an extra battery. She goes like, ugh, like I can't. Ugh, like just I was like, "Okay, bitch," and I grab the battery and I finish the performance, and then the band leaves, and I remember her kind of like staring out at me from the van that they were in.
Okay,
and I was like, "This jerk! Like, who was that? Forget you. I'm not here to steal anything. Why'd you have to make that sound?" Right. My boss comes over, puts his hand on my shoulder, and goes, "I can't believe that went so well."
With the band.
Mm-hmm. Like, I can't believe it. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, why was security so tight? What was all that?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, wait, nobody told you who it was in the black hat and the black hat and the black glasses?
Who?
Winona Ryder.
What?
Winona Ryder, who is famous for stealing things, remember? So I walk into the back of the beach house and I go, I'm not here to steal anything. And everybody knew it was her but me.
Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
In radio, you never make enough to survive, so you got to have a couple side hustles. And Chris, your side hustle is the most Chris thing there possibly could be.
Driving Miss B?
Driving Miss B. There's this old lady that you met through a neighbor who needed
transportation assistance.
She's too old to drive. My grandfather had his his driver's license taken away because he figured he didn't want to have to stop at stop signs anymore. They took it away.
Didn't apply to him?
Yeah, he's like, I'm old. Forget this. I was in the Korean War. I'm not stopping at this stop sign. I'm like, yeah. So they took his driver's license away. So it does happen. And then, of course, people need to get from point A to point B. So you were hired to drive this old lady around.
Mm-hmm.
Old lady around.
She will be 94 this year, born in 1926.
She's not a Taurus, is she?
I don't think so.
Okay, you don't know if her birthday is April 24th?
It's not.
Okay, good. Check out our news if you want to know what we're talking about right there. Well, how long have you been doing this?
Almost 4 years now.
Wow.
It's been a while. I didn't, being her age, I didn't think it would last this long.
That is a very nice way to say that. I had this great tax guy in Atlanta. So good. But he was also very, very old.
Mm-hmm.
So every year, I would send him an email that'd be like, hey, are you still doing taxes? When in reality, I was asking, are you still alive?
I had a message because we'd gone a few months without messaging.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of starting to worry.
You start looking in the newspaper for her name.
Searching her name with obituaries, Kansas City.
So old.
But I just MSM her a picture of my daughter, and then she responded immediately. So I was like, well, at least I know you're still alive.
On her jitterbug phone. Well, it is also so you to, because you love old stuff.
Of course.
That's one of the first things that we ever became friends on. Mm-hmm. We connected on a level. Old, antiques, history, just awesome. Such nerds when it comes to that.
If it's not 80 years old, I'm really not interested in it.
Exactly. If it doesn't smell like a library, I don't want it. But you told me a couple weeks ago that Miss B, the old lady that you drive around for your side job, gave you some stuff to throw out.
Yeah, it's an old box of, like, books and whatnot.
Okay. And you didn't?
I was going to donate them, but things end up in my trunk, and they just kind of stay there for months and years.
Stacey Moody's not here to yell at you about that, so we'll just move on from there. But in there, you found a journal.
Oh, it was crazy. I think it was handwritten, and I think it was Miss B's. I can't confirm it, because there's no, like, her name directly written on it, but there's things that kind of imply, maybe?
Yeah. You read something from her journal, which I just realized right now is probably not okay, but just, you know, whatever.
I mean, once you give it to donate, it's public property, right?
That's true. Like when you put it in the trash, that's why the cops can come and check your trash.
Mm-hmm. Or when we go and examine our friends and just check their trash to see what they're up to.
You do that?
That's legal.
You do that? You check your friend's trash?
I will not confirm or deny that.
That's a yes. Because if it was a no, you'd be like, hell no, I don't go through people's trash. Well, you read this. People were messaging me and texting in that the story goes
that she killed the fever.
Mm-hmm.
So she's, I'm assuming, just a nurse back in World War II. And she had to go and find the source of this illness.
Right. And her handwriting was just so in a certain way that you couldn't really tell what she said when she kept saying the fever, the fever, the fever. People were texting in and even messaging us off air that Miss B killed the Fuhrer, that we were reading it wrong.
I had a few messages too. I'm like, there's no way that could be right.
No, I mean, she's old enough. It makes sense. She would have been, what, 18? 1920?
Roughly around that, yeah.
Yeah, old enough to join the, but she could have been a spy.
There's no way.
You have more.
I do.
There's more from that journal.
There's more.
It's gold?
I'm excited to see what we can uncover from it.
Okay. You're going to read Miss B's stolen journal. Well, it's yours now.
Yeah.
Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram @JORDIN Silver.
All right, Chris. So you did not throw out Miss B's notebooks and stuff.
Not a historic gem like that.
For real. And the last time you were thumbing through it, it's a handwritten journal, right? This book.
And it's the pencil is faded, so it's difficult to read.
Because it's old.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a big journal.
It is. Must be. So this is a journal that is from the old lady who you drive around for your side job. She's 93 years old. And the last time you told us anything from this journal, the journal entry was from 1945.
This next one is going to skip a bit because I mean, there's so much that I can't even comprehend. This next one from 1971. So we've jumped up a bit.
That is... Actually, that's not too far of a jump. It is, but it isn't.
It sounds like it's a huge jump.
Right, but it's like 26 years. So, anyway. All right, so, Miss B, what did she do when she was working?
In the last entry, she joined the military when she was 18. And I'm assuming she had just a lifelong government career doing various things, because she's a very intelligent lady. I could see her transcending the ladders quickly.
Okay. All right, cool. So, this... You brought in something from her journal that you threw out, so it's ours now.
Mm-hmm.
One person's trash is another person's radio fodder. All right, do you want to read?
Let's go.
From Miss B's journal?
All right, the first thing in this, for 1971, she was assigned to install bugs in an office.
Are we talking bugs, or are we talking like
actual spy? I thought maybe she meant like kill bugs, because that would make more sense.
Yeah.
But it definitely says install. So I'm thinking maybe she was in control of like an entomology bug section at a museum, and she had to like hang up the bugs for display.
Okay, all right.
Installing it?
Yeah. The government, there's a lot of jobs, a lot of things to do in the government.
And then after that, she was assigned to plumbing duty.
Damn, poor Miss B.
Right?
You know, that's a lot of hats for one person. Okay.
I see a notation of we were referred to as the plumbers.
Okay.
So.
Poor Miss B.
Fixing some pipes, I guess.
Yeah. You got to be, you have to have all the skills back in the day to be able to do stuff.
And then the next entry, she states that one of the plumbers ended up being a creep. So must have been just sort of pervert, kind of an old white man back in the day.
I think it's because of the way his jeans were hanging out of his butt when he was, anyway. Okay. Yep.
Probably.
Okay.
And then, let's see. She has a discussion with a felt.
Her handwriting.
Right?
Miss B's handwriting when you're reading from her journals. Yeah. I haven't seen these yet, but you've been transcribing them.
I don't know what that means, but that was where she got most of her information about who broke the pool door or who broke into the pool.
Okay. So Miss B's writing about, in 1971, breaking into a pool door. Okay.
Breaking into a pool or breaking the pool door?
Breaking the pool door. Okay.
The connotation is hard, but she got the information from a felt.
Okay.
From a fabric? What does that mean?
I don't know. This is 1971. Everybody was high.
And she finds out that the same creep, that plumber who turned out to be a creep, he was the one that broke the pool door or broke into the pool.
Okay. All right. Sounds like they're having a party.
But that's not all.
In 1971. She lived in Washington, right?
Yes.
Okay.
She discovered that, I think it's the HOA president of the wherever they were at, tried to help cover up the crimes.
Okay, keep going. This is not making sense.
And she...
Miss B.
Apparently, for her discovering who broke into the pool door... And then the fact that she found out that the HOA president tried to cover up this whole information, the HOA president had to resign from his office.
Well, that's what you get for breaking the pool door.
Right?
Right?
And she transcribed his speech.
What?
I have never been a quitter. To leave office before my term is complete is abhorrent to every instinct in my body. But as president... I must put the interest of America first. That's weird. It should just be a neighborhood.
Yeah, right?
Therefore, I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
Of the HOA?
I guess.
What is Miss B doing? What's 1971 in Washington, D.C.?
Mm-hmm.
Pool door. Will you ask her?
I'll try, but she doesn't remember a lot of the facts about her life.
Well, she is 93 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I wonder what she's talking about. Decoding Miss B's journals with Chris Minders.
Chris Minders on Jordan Silver and Friends. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Jeremy's got a new show announcement at 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. She's going to announce who's playing our first liquid lunch of 2020. That's what I've got for news, Chris. All you now.
Jordan, there was a fire at the Apollo Masters plant in California.
Okay.
Why is that news to us?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this plant supplies the lacquer used to make vinyl records.
That's what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah, one of the two suppliers in the world.
Oh, no.
They are calling it a disaster for the vinyl pressing industry.
No.
And there will be massive shortages of upcoming vinyl records.
No, that they're cool now. People are buying those by the boatload.
Not anymore.
Oh, well, at least that's new printed stuff. So, if you want to get your...
That's true. And
go look at the old stuff.
If you know economics and supply and demand, they might be worth a lot more. And the prices will be, of course, higher.
Do you remember with Billie Eilish, she released something on a cassette tape a couple months ago? And then that, because she's so popular, there's something in cassette tapes that is now out of stock in the world because of Billie Eilish?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, man. All right. Wow. Okay. What else is going on in the news?
The 2020 Kansas City Underground Film Festival will take place at the Westport Coffee House from March 12th to the 22nd. And all screenings of the movies are absolutely free, so it's a great time to go and have a very inexpensive date, possibly. But you are required to reserve a seat. Go to the kcundergroundfilmfest.com.
All right.
One more time.
Yep.
The kcundergroundfilmfest.com.
Awesome. I love checking out indie movies.
And also, I have a new study for you.
Okay.
The best states for being single.
The best states for being single?
Yes. Number one, Florida.
Ew.
Number two, California.
Yeah.
Number three is Texas.
Okay.
And Missouri is number 19.
Well, what do they base this off of? Why do they say best states for being single?
They ranked it on where you're most likely to find a date, most likely to have an affordable date, and most likely to enjoy the date.
If you're everybody else but me.
See what she's up to when the show isn't on. Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram.
You know, something that I never thought would happen was me getting older.
You thought you'd just stay immortal and youthful forever?
Yes, and I definitely live my life like I'm 20-something. But wow, my body is starting to hurt. Because I did two DJ gigs this weekend. The weirdest thing hurts. From my DJ gig on Saturday. My lower back, all right, cool, whatever, fine.
Standard, yeah.
Right. My right middle finger. My right middle finger
the
hurts.
When you, like, flip people off
Yeah,
with?
But I don't remember giving anybody the finger during the show. But still, like, for some reason, my right middle finger hurts really bad.
That's
from
strange.
DJing. I know. It's awful. And I almost died on Saturday night.
How close to death were you?
You know, I didn't... I don't like to drink when I'm DJing, but I had to because I drank too many Red Bulls before. Did you know that Red Bulls will almost make your heart stop?
They give you wings.
Yeah. And wings are heart palpitations. I'm standing there. I started at 8:30. I had to go till 1:30. So that's like a long ride, but it's really fun. So the time goes by real fast. All of a sudden at 9:20, so I've been DJing for 35 minutes, my heart goes... Whoa. And I start to feel like I'm going to pass out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is going on here? Like, go over and try to take a sip of Red Bull. And I'm like, oh, it might be because I've had three of these.
Got to be careful with the content of consuming those energy drinks.
Well, that's what's so crazy. Do you know how many drugs I've done? And uppers? I have never felt like that before. And Red Bull did that to me.
Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
Ooh, this feels like one of those days where I could pour coffee right into my eyeballs. And I still will not wake up completely.
You're that tired?
Yeah. I bounced around until like 4 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, dancing and stuff. And ain't no rest for the wicked. You know. You have a child.
I did. I slept from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. last night.
Oh, damn. Who was watching your kid?
My wife.
Okay, good.
Luckily.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Oh, but you never get sleep anymore, do you?
If I get more than 3 hours, I'm lucky. But I only need like 4 to feel refreshed, so not too bad.
I need like 20.
I used to be that way, but I don't know what happened in the last 6 months besides my daughter. Kind of changed that, and now I'm able to get up. Like for this, I get up at 4 o'clock, no problem.
Wow. I don't have a problem waking up in the morning to do this. Like, I know it seems so crazy that we wake up. I wake up at 3:30, you wake up at 4:30. You tell people that out in real life, and they're like, that is disgusting. How do you do it? Because I'm so excited. Like, I don't know how many times at 5 o'clock in the morning I'll be combing my hair and just looking in the mirror going, I cannot wait to talk to my friends. Can't wait to hang out with my friends on the radio.
I wish I could record the conversation that I have with myself on the way to work in my Volvo.
You can always do that, except for your Volvo would make so much noise that you won't be able to hear the conversation.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
I don't know if this ever happens to you, but I just get so sick and tired of eating. Like chewing.
We have to do it every single day.
Like multiple times a day. It's so annoying.
Imagine what we could get done if we just didn't have to eat. We could either eat a pill or just connect to a tube where it feeds us for a moment and we can go on our way.
Mm-hmm. And don't mess that tube up with your colostomy bag.
Ooh.
Anyway, that's the premise of the human centipede. I was so busy on Saturday that I kind of forgot to eat.
You had a lot of stuff going on. You need your energy.
Right. So I didn't really have anything in the house at all. So it's like, all right, we're all going to go have dinner before we go do my gig. Let's do this. So it was one of those situations where we had a big table, big, long table, and everybody's sitting, you know, on one side or the other, 10 people at this dinner. Okay. And the music in the restaurant was a little loud, and I was just hitting that hunger point where I started to get tired and mad, you know, hangry. So I decided that I wanted to get an appetizer, and it was one of those ones that we could all share, because I was so hungry. Mm-hmm. I could not wait for the actual meal. I needed an appetizer. When they bring out the appetizer, they put it in the middle of the table.
Oh, no.
And I couldn't reach it, so I didn't get any of it.
Not one piece?
No. Because I had to really reach over. It's been awful. The best part of that story is at the end when we were doing bills, it went on my friend's tab, and that's vegan. And it was not vegan. It was hilarious.
Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
Moral dilemma of our generation. And that's not even blowing it up. You know, we have these little devices in our house that are listening to us 24/7. Do you want to be that person or not? For a long time, I didn't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized how convenient it was. And it's somebody else to talk to in the house for me, because I'm a lonely cat lady.
That's why you got Alexa?
Not Alexa. The other one.
The Google one?
No! S-I-R-I.
Oh, yeah.
Duh.
You want to say that to activate all the peoples?
Exactly.
Okay, Google.
I still think that someone should write a song that they say that, say all of those in there, so that it, basically anytime it plays, it sets everybody's everything off.
That'd be hilarious.
Right? We should write that song. But you were talking about this earlier.
We all know that they're like watching us and listening to us and with our tracking Google searches. And I've heard of them using like the camera, but I never quite thought they did or was sure why.
Do you have a little piece of tape over your camera on your laptop?
My wife's computer does, but not this one.
My parents. I got them a MacBook when I worked at Apple.
Mm-hmm.
And they used duct tape. Those are my parents, everybody.
No.
Mm-hmm. Like, can you use this? Anything? Can I give you a sticker with a heart on it? Why do you use a duct tape on the screen of a MacBook?
Well,
I'm surprised that you don't block that out. You are that guy.
I'm surprised I don't either. Well, I'm definitely going to, because something happened over the weekend that completely freaked me out. Now, my wife has a necklace with a skeleton key on it. And I said to her, it would be cool if we had a front door that used a key like that.
Okay.
That's all.
Like the old school skeleton key,
yeah.
Like brass or whatever. Cool.
I didn't say anything else, didn't describe it, didn't say skeleton key or at all. So I'm scrolling through my Facebook, and I come across an ad for a Victorian era lock with the skeleton key.
That's wild.
How? How did they know that that was the key that it was? Are they using the camera?
They're using everything. Here's the thing. I went to a party once, and I met somebody that worked for the FBI. Now, this is their words. I absolutely asked, are you really listening to us? Are you recording us? Are you really listening to us? And their response was, yes. Yes, we are.
No.
But, do you think with all the other stuff that we're doing and all the crimes that we're trying to prevent and all this mm-hmm. stuff, we care about you talking to your cat? So I was like, okay, that makes me feel a lot better about the FBI listening to us. So that's when I bought a HomePod. Was right after that. I was like, you're right. It's sad. It's probably entertaining. Whatever.
Did you ask her another question?
No.
If she knew Miss B?
That's true. People from the text line, Buzz family, think that Miss B, from your story earlier when you were reading her journal, think that she worked for the FBI and like Watergate or something. People are crazy.
No, she just broke a pool.
Yeah, 93 years old. If you want to hear a reading from Miss B's journal, we've got that coming up on the podcast, 965thebuzz.com/podcast. That's up by 10 o'clock. I had a similar story because I was stalking my friend's girlfriend.
Your friend's girlfriend.
I was stalking her.
Okay.
And they're really into bikes.
Bicycles.
Yeah, bicycles.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bunch of pictures of them with a bike. All of a sudden, my Amazon shows all bike stuff. I didn't say anything. I didn't do anything. I just looked at a picture of somebody with a, like, on a bike. And because I was stalking, obviously, so I looked at a lot of pictures of this person, because that's me. All this bike stuff came up. I was like, I haven't ridden a bike since I was 5. I have no desire to do it. But it's just it's so creepy.
Do you appreciate it, though? I'm definitely going to order the lock and key.
Oh, damn, they got you then, Chris. They got you. That's what that's for.
I feel violated, but I appreciate the violation because now I have what I really want. But I had to be violated for it.
How does that feel?
I'm okay with it.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.